This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Morning temperatures at our home near the banks of the Ojolote have dropped 10 degrees, and the 50s seem to be the new morning norm. It's funny how 50 degrees can feel chilly, right? At 60 degrees, oh, I'm kicking that covers off at night, at least on my side of the bed, I should say. But 50-degree nights, I pull a sheet up over me and go, brrr. But the 50s, what a temperature. Really, when I'm out and about, it feels like my optimum operating temperature. It's too bad it warms up and I no longer feel all that optimum. But listen, tell me it isn't fall, huh? Especially in the morning, right? Right. And especially you feel fall when the monsoon takes a break and a dry breeze blows gently across the land and says to you, fall. Yay, fall. But it's still summer, and monsoon doesn't seem quite done, at least not out by our little homestead. The Ojolote has been flowing. There have been a couple floods, but mainly nice, non-dramatic flows that start muddy and then flow clear for a few days. The sound of water flowing over rocks is one of our morning sounds. If it sounds noisier than it did the day before, maybe it means more water came down overnight. And so I'll listen at dawn as a neighbor's truck approaches the crossing to see if they'll cross. The truck will slow, then the sound of clunking across the rocky bed and back onto the dirt road. Okay, I say to myself, we're good. You know, and that water that comes down brings life. It's so wonderful. Brings life to that riparian corridor. The neat thing, you know, about the end of summer is all the seed that sits on forbs and grasses, and I feel I have shown great restraint in not gathering seed. I continually have to ask myself if I really want to be growing more plants to sell next spring, summer, and fall. Geez, I don't know. Stay tuned. It's been a beautiful year for grasses around our place. I got to tell you, the giant saccatone is huge. We're talking 6-7 foot tall panicles. Oh, got seed on them, darn it. And pushing out of the bunched coarse leaves. The stand of saccatone near us is like a maze. You can't walk through it, but need to work around each thick bunch. Our dog Choo Choo loves to wander through it in search of maybe a hiding cottontail to chase. And I'll look out into that saccatone and I'll only see her upright bushy tail moving through the grass. If I say her name, the tail may wag, but moves on. It's been a great summer for the grass called bush muley. Muley is spelled M-U-H-L-Y. It's short for the genus Muhlenbergia. And bush muley is Muhlenbergia porteri. The genus is for a fellow named Gotthilf Heinrich Ernst Muhlenberg, an American Lutheran minister and botanist of the 1700s, and I'm not joking when I read that his friends called him Henry. That's cute. Well, good. The other was a mouthful. And the specific epithet porteri is for Thomas Porter, an American botanist of the 1800s, and by the way, he was a Presbyterian pastor. That's pretty cool, huh? But listen, bush muley grows up and through mesquites and other shrubs. And sometimes, like this year, enveloping whole shrubs like ephedra, wait a minute, bush, just disappear in these bush muleys. And it gets better. When it's in flower and seed, bush muley takes on a pink color. You know, oh, it's unbelievable. And when it stands alone, it doesn't need those shrubs. It is a soft pink mound. It looks like something you'd see underwater. It's so soft and gentle looking, and pink, I should say. Oh my gosh, I recently saw some mounds of bush muley mixed with blooming broom dahlia, and I'm not sure which was prettier, but what a combination, you know, these two magnificent plants. There are over 40 species of muleys. You could say that, it sounds like you know what you're doing, in southern Arizona. And now is just a great time to see porteri in its colorful glory. In southern Arizona, it ranges from 2,000 feet to 5,500 feet in elevation. What a range, right? So it's found in all sorts of desert ecosystems. And all those deserts are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.